from the book of Psalms, chapter 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. That was the entirety of Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's March 19th, 2013. Though Mr. NyQuil and I have been close companions the last 30 or so hours, he's not doing the trick. I still have this nasty cold and unbearable headaches. I think this must be a migraine or something. Thank you, God, I could still do a lot of my email and radio work from bed. So, Lord willing, I'll be back to 80 or 90% by tomorrow when co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo will join me in the studio. If you tuned in yesterday, I strung along a number of great favorites, God-honoring music, hopefully that ministered to you. And today I have a theme chosen as the Psalms. So all the songs that I'll be playing today will deal with the Psalms. This next one is by Kim Hill, entitled Psalm 1, and that'll be followed by Psalms of Praise by Debbie Sewell and Steve Milliken. So sit back if you can, or if you're driving to work, just take it easy and allow these songs to minister to you. And if you haven't left your home yet, how about grabbing your Bible and reading a few Psalms? As you know, if you read about 5 Psalms a day, typically a month that has 30 days, will allow you to get through the whole 150 Psalms. So that's a great practice I have done over the years, and maybe you'll start it today by being encouraged by these songs. Here's Kim Hill.
His delight. point out anything you find in me that makes you sad. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me along the path of everlasting righteousness. My heart is an open book to you. Search me, O God. We should pray, nor how to pray as we should. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with such feeling that it cannot be expressed in words.
Lord, we come to you with confidence that, based on your word, if we ask anything according to your will, you will hear us. How we thank you for your faithfulness.
But in everything by prayer, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. O Lord, hear the cry of our heart.
That was Psalms of Praise by Debbie Sewell and Steve Milliken, and that's a song that really can just ground you in your faith and lift up your soul, maybe even relax you a little bit on this Tuesday workday. This next song is a delightful one. I love the child's voice. It's Psalm 100, recorded by the Lauren Wiseman family, and I'll read Psalm 100 before introducing you to the sweet little voice. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. That was all of Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Here's Psalm 100.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. truth to girth to all generations.
You just gotta love that child's voice. And certainly all you parents and grandparents can identify when your child reads scriptures or shares a Bible story like that. I'm going to close out today's program with a reading from Psalm 23 and a sacred song sung by the Cambridge Singers entitled Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For You are with me, Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All of Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. Listening friend, may the Lord Jesus Christ ever draw you close to Himself this very day, throughout your lifespan and into eternity as you ask Him into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. God loves you. God has a plan and purpose for your life. And His redemptive gift is for all of us if we just receive it. If this is a new or foreign concept to you and you've never felt comfortable asking somebody about having a relationship with God, a personal relationship with the Creator that made you for His own, I invite you to dial 1-888-NEED-HIM, that's 1-888-NEED-HIM, as there are trained counselors that would love to talk to you about having a personal relationship with Almighty God. May today be that special day where you ask Jesus into your heart. Here's Psalm 23, as recorded by the Cambridge Singers. Close out today's edition of Mark and Friends with a reading from Psalm 119, followed by the singing men of GNN singing Thy Word. Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong, they walk in his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees! Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. That was Psalm 119, 1 through 11, and I'll jump over to verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Here's the Singing Men of GNN.
Thank you.
listening friend, thanks for being a part of this program with me. Lord willing, I'll feel a little better tomorrow. And Pastor Jason Schiffo will join me in the studio and we'll recap some of our trip to Israel and other things that the Lord has been teaching us. So let's make it a date and tune in again at this time tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.